Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 1st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
Taryn, my man, what is good? I'm great. It was a pretty quiet day in the Big Brother house. This will probably be a short one, but I think we'll cover all of the few notable things that happened yesterday.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. So let's get started. As we know, Tyler is our new HOH and Scotty has battled back into the house it's causing some deja vu. wait a minute. Are we in this week or last week? Are they one and the same? We're not sure.
I know. And to think I was so excited that Scotty came back and that Fessy, you know, was like, didn't win the battle back. And then pretty much a repeat of last week is happening again. Just swap out Scotty for Fessy. And that's pretty much the dynamics in the house right now.
Yeah. So we start the day. Tyler's going to talk to Brett. Brett wants to know, so what's our best move for us? How are we going to do this moving forward? They talk about Haley and Scotty should be the nominations. Tyler's got easy excuses to put them both up. They talk about some of the things that he can say. Scotty told them that he had a final two with Haley before he left last time. Haley told Tyler that Scotty had been talking about putting him up a few weeks ago. They voted Scotty out. Haley did put Tyler up. There's a plethora of reasons to choose from.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just the rationale of this is why I'm going to make my nominations. And it was pretty straightforward, right? I mean, Haley up on the block is an easy one because, you know, she put Tyler up and outed herself as the hacker, right? I mean, that's clear. And then Scotty, revolving door, he voted him out. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry.
Yes. Brett is also going to talk about JC. He's like, I'm getting nervous about this guy. I think he is going to take a shot at Angela and Casey soon. I don't think he's that worried, but I think he's again just like, just so you know, this is probably happening. He says they've been really reckless about showing how close they are, Angela and Casey. They need to be careful about that.
Right. I mean, there is definitely a concern of, Brett thinking like, well, we still don't want to out this group because, you know, I mean, believe it or not, like nobody knows about the level six alliance. I mean, they know that sort of these core people are sort of working together, but it's never been sort of formally outed. And I think Brett is just nervous that if Casey and Angela really sort of like blow the roof off the whole thing, you know, they're not at the end yet. And this is sort of careless gameplay that could get them into trouble. But, you know, I think the house is relatively solid. I don't think it's going to make that big a difference, but that's something Brett is concerned about.
Yes. Brett also lets Tyler know, Tyler, you are my first priority. Level six is the second priority. That is the order of priorities for Brett. Tyler first.
That should be the mantra of pretty much every person in this Big Brother house is Tyler first. I just don't know what it is about this man. I would love to be in a room with him and just to get a sense of sort of this, you know, surfer vibe, I guess, that he puts off and really truly understand if he has. It's almost like he has the mist that Scotty thinks Brett has. Right. Because, you know, that's what, like nobody really gets it. Right. But he's just winning all of them over and they're all putting him first.
Yeah, Brett, totally. We should be together.
We'll go on a date
outside this house.
And it's, you know, it's the way he speaks. I mean, I don't know how intentional he is about it. I think he, you know, he is familiar with the game. He knows the game. So he must be. But there has to be something on top of that. It's not just his conscious way that he portrays himself. But there's also just something about his aura. I'm sure that's why Caitlin was drawn to him. She could sense that because he truly is just so incredibly amazing when it comes to a social game. And I think part of it is trying, and part of it is just who he is.
Yeah. He's good. He's good at this game. They talk about who would we nominate as the replacement nominee. That would be a tricky situation. It would probably be Sam, but they don't really want to. Sam, they feel like, is loyal to them, even though she is a bit of a wild card. But ultimately, the replacement would probably be Sam if one of these nominees won the veto.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to imagine it's going to be Sam. I just think that, I mean, like, JC would freak out. And then, of course, he's not going to put anybody up from level six. So Sam is the one that's on the chopping block.
Yes. Haley's going to talk to Tyler and Angela. She's going to spend most of the day complaining about Sam, which is actually not a bad strategy if she's doing it intentionally. Obviously, she's not going to spend any time really campaigning for herself. She's going to spend most of it just like trashing Sam all day, which like. If she's doing it, like I said, if she's doing it intentionally, I think she is intentionally kind of helping her own case. If she's doing it unintentionally, which I think she might be, she is unintentionally helping her case, because the more she hates Sam, the more the rest of the house is like, she's going after Sam.
Yeah, I 1,000% agree. This actually reminded me of when I think it was Big Meech who was targeting Bridget in 18, where it was just like, for some reason, Big Meech had this like thing against Bridget. That, am I remembering that correctly? I don't remember if that was intentional or not, but everybody was like, sort of, you know, well, we talked about it as a strategy that was like, oh, if, you know, she's so concerned about targeting somebody else, then no one else is going to come after her because they know that her target, you know, Big Meech's target was going to be Bridget. And so sort of in the same way with Haley, nobody's going to come after Haley because they know that Haley is going to target Sam.
Yeah, it's the Godfrey, the Karen. If you are obsessed with targeting one person, then everyone can feel like they can rely on you to not come after them and instead come after that one person. That said, again, it's hard to know how much of this is intentional. Based on her history of making good decisions in this game, I'd say it's probably not. But we'll probably never find out because, again, we don't get accurate diary rooms from Haley. So anyway, she's going to spend most of her time trashing Sam. She's very annoyed that Sam was cheering Tyler on. She's complaining to Tyler that Sam was cheering for Tyler. She's also pissed that Sam voted her out and came up with a dumb excuse of using Fessy's speech. Like it was really Fessy's speech that caused you to vote me out, Sam. Oh, I just hate this girl.
Yeah, like Sam actually had a real reason for doing anything in the house. Like something was actually calculated or premeditated. Sam be Salmon.
Yeah. She also apologizes for Fessy's speech. Says it was uncalled for. It made Fessy look angry and childish. After he made that speech, I was hoping he didn't even get back into the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, don't know if this is intentional or not, probably not. But like, good on you, Haley.
Well, like, she knew he was gonna make a speech. I'm willing to bet that while he was making the speech, she was like, this is what's gonna keep me safe, Fessy. Oh my god, you just made it worse for me, thanks a lot.
If Fessy wasn't having these moments of like self-actualization and self-realization about what he's done, I could see Fessy being like, see, Haley didn't go this week. My speech gave her protection.
Well, let me try to be Haley in the diary room. Okay. Like, really, like, this is the speech that I'm getting from Fessy. It's just really annoying. And she constantly seems annoyed in the diary room. It's very amusing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then with the like weird eye thing that she does.
Yeah, like, she not like looks. Yeah, she like rolls her eyes a little bit and she like speaks like she's annoyed the whole time. It's very funny.
Yeah, that's also part of the mastermind edit, I'm sure, that the producers are giving her this season.
Yeah. So JC is going to talk to Tyler. He says this should be easy. Same as last week. Only Scotty here instead of Fessy. Scotty is just too good to keep in this game. We need to make sure that Scotty goes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't really have much to add because, I mean, that's what happened. And it is, like we said, pretty much a repeat of last week, but just swap out Scotty and Fessy. Yeah.
JC also says, for, you know what I was, you know, I was talking about the thing about like, turning on Angela and Kate. Forget about that. That's, that's in the far future. We need the numbers. We need to focus on numbers. And it's just like, F you, battle back.
Yeah, he was like, oh no, it's out of my mind. It's not necessary. We definitely don't need to do this. I was like, oh, okay, yep, yep. So we're just gonna go ahead and roll back everything that happened last week. That's fine.
And it's just like you can this you're seeing the direct effects of the battle back and how it impacts these people, because JC, who is feeling like, all right, it's time to make a move. It's a little risky, but I need to take the shot now to, oh crap, Big Brother screwed me by bringing back the one person that has always been on to me and would be coming after me. I need to, like, screw making the risky, bold moves. I need to focus on numbers and just make sure that I'm as safe as possible for as long as possible, because otherwise I could get screwed by a random twist. This is what limits gameplay.
Okay, so just as a quick counterpoint, I will say, when I watched the battle back on TV in my apartment, I audibly cheered and clapped to myself. So that brief moment of happiness, I'm trying to just sort of ride out for the rest of this week, because the live feeds are really boring.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The twists, it's just like Big Brother Canada. The twist will give you a moment of joy and then a week of hangover. Like, it is not worth it.
I know, but is it, what's the saying that it's like, you know, you're borrowing happiness from tomorrow or something like that? That should be part of your whole mantra when you're going to complain about twists. Oh, your platform, when you run for office or whatever it is that you're going to do, run for president of CBS, whatever our plan was that we've talked about like several weeks ago.
I hear there's an opening.
Totally run on that. Exactly. Got to make your run now, Taryn.
JC, yes, he said, forget about the Angela and Casey thing. He also says, Brett's worried about being the first to go from the alliance. And Tyler says, it doesn't have to be that way. Brett doesn't have to be the first one to go. And JC's like, yeah, totally. I mean, that's like, I don't think he has to be, but he's worried that he is. And I felt like when Tyler was saying it, like, Brett doesn't have to be the first one to go, I was thinking, because Tyler was thinking that Brett was the first one to go, but now that he has a final two with Brett and they've been talking a lot, I feel like maybe he's decided he wants to keep Brett around a little bit longer, which made me think, well, okay, so who's the first one to go now? And I was thinking, oh, Tyler's telling JC Brett doesn't have to be the first one to go. That's because I think JC is now the first one to go.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that conversation that happened between Brett and Tyler during the veto competition last week really helped this cause. It was sort of this sharing information about JC and putting a lot of doubt in Tyler's mind about JC. I mean, I know he talked about JC being in his final four, but I don't know if that's necessarily the case. The other thing that I was thinking about, and I don't know if Angela would be the first one to go, but there has been a lot of talk from Scotty about that. Scotty told Tyler at some point yesterday, Bailey and Rockstar are talking about you and Angela being in a showmance. And I think for Tyler, that whole idea of, you know, not being willing to cut your showmance, I think it might influence him in a bad way. But I think that because hearing it now from jurors, I think he thinks he'll get more cred in the end if he makes it there without his showmance and by cutting his showmance. So, you know, I think he might try to save that for later. It wouldn't necessarily be at, let's say, final six or final four, five, but it's definitely a possibility.
Yeah. And, you know, ultimately, I feel like even if he is thinking about cutting JC earlier now, I feel like when it comes down to it, he will come around to the idea of like, no, I'm going to keep JC. He's so bad at these competitions. It's not worth cutting him. But I do feel like he is frustrated with JC and would like personality wise prefer to cut him over Brett. And certainly anyone over Angela, though he's definitely willing to cut Angela and plans on cutting Angela. But we'll just have to wait and see now. So Tyler talks to Scotty as well. And he lets Scotty know, like, what was happening last week. He says, you know, Fessy and Haley approached us with a Final Four, and we were like, sure. This is actually very important, since he's potentially about to send Scotty right back to the jury house, so that he can basically load Scotty up with a good, you know, sequence of events that that Scotty can bring back to the jury house, especially since Fessy's going to go to the jury house like, oh, well, I made a Final Four with them, and they betrayed my trust. And like Tyler's version of it can be like, well, yeah, I mean, he was desperate and he approached us with like this deal that was obviously terrible, and we decided no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because Scotty, like, it behooves Tyler to sort of fill in Scotty on all these things and sort of continue to build a strong relationship with Scotty, because Tyler can fall back on like, oh, people wanted him on the block. I think it's, you know, and he does this with Haley also, that, you know, well, I don't want you to go, but there are people who want you on the block. And he's sort of playing this, well, this is what the house wants. It's not me. If I had my druthers, you would stay, which has, you know, something that Tyler has done previously when he was HOH. And he's doing it again this week, which I think is a great move, because obviously one of these people is going to go to the jury house. And if he can use them, particularly Scotty, as a tool to try to convince some of the jury members, I think that that's a really smart call on Tyler's part.
Yes. And he does talk a lot about that to Scotty, like, look, the house wants some things, and I've got to go with what the house wants sometimes. Scotty lets Tyler know a lot of information as well. He says, look, Haley's been clinging on to me ever since I came back. They talk about Tyler's like, everyone's convinced I'm in a showmance. And the showmance, the more you try to convince people you're not in a showmance, the more people think you're in a showmance. Mm-hmm. And Scotty's like, tell me about it. Scotty's like, and don't worry, I'm done with the being smitten with Haley. And he's like, really? And he's like, no, not really. Scotty says, Haley also told me that you said you'd be coming after me a few weeks ago. Scotty's like, what? Tyler says he doesn't want Sam to go. Scotty lets Tyler know all about the jury house. He says Bailey and Rockstar could not shut up about Angela and how entitled and spoiled she was, and how I've heard like the exact wording of her goodbye messages like 50 times, and you and her and a showmance together, and if they came back into this house, they would have been targeting you too, for sure.
Scotty needs to keep his mouth shut. Like, there are so many times I just want to take duct tape and just be like, Scotty, shut up. Stop giving away information. Because I think the thing is that, yes, a lot of the times he just, you know, he just talks about so many different things. And I think that, you know, there are little nuggets of information that Tyler can pull out and that he can use. And I think it's, you know, good on Tyler's part for doing so. But just like, Scotty, shut up. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. He also says, because Fauté is going to Fauté, he says, Bailey and Rockstar told me all about how Haley and Fessy have never trusted me and never will trust me because of my relationship with you, Tyler. So that's one of the reasons why I needed to work with you, Tyler, coming into this house, because they're never going to trust me.
Yes, that's why.
Like, congrats, Fauté. You still you're in the frickin' jury house and you still can't trust each other.
I know, it's amazing. Although I will say, having all of them come for the battle back and have that like 30-second reunion was pretty cute. But yeah, Fauté got a Fauté.
Yeah. He says he figures, JC and Haley are the ones that must have convinced Fessy to put me up. Fessy was so apologetic. He felt like he was tricked. Who could have tricked him? The only people he listens to are Haley and JC. I'm not used to saying those two names next to each other, apparently. So it must have been Haley and JC that convinced him to put Scotty up, which is correct. So there you go. He says, Tyler, Angela, and Casey, you three have been the most straight up to me all game.
Yeah, I mean, this is why, you know, Tyler would, I think, if he had his druthers, would probably want to keep Scotty, because Scotty is essentially pledging loyalty to Tyler, you know, a little bit inadvertently, but, you know, essentially saying, like, I'm with you, I think that Scotty struggles with making really concrete statements and concrete deals. That was his problem with Fessy when Fessy was HOH, because he never went up and sort of concretely said, like, so we're good, right? Like, you know, followed up and really confirmed that, like, no, I was the vote, you know, that was in your favor. I'm on your side. He doesn't really do that. He doesn't really do that here with Tyler. And I think if he, you know, was able to potentially strengthen that and be a little bit more direct with how he feels, I think that that would benefit him. But again, you know, Tyler gonna, he's gonna say, look, it's what the house wants. You know, I gotta go with what the house wants.
I think that Tyler actually does want Scotty to stay this week, if only just to be able to say that he has a final two with every single person left in the house. if you count his showmance. I think he does. But obviously everyone else in his alliance and JC and like basically everyone wants Scotty out. So right now he's doing a lot of like, well, I don't have a target. We'll see what happens. I think that he feels like, you know, Scotty's likely to win the veto anyway. So if that happens, then I'll deal with the replacement nominee from there. But then I can get Haley out. And then if not, then we will genuinely see. I think that, you know, he is very undecided at this point. And so he is trying to play it as evenly as possible. He tells Scotty he kind of has to do what the house wants this week. The house wants the same thing. And Scotty says, look, as long as you put up who the house wants out, you should be fine. Sorry, Scotty, that's you. But I'm willing to do whatever I can do to help you. You've got my vote. You've got whatever you need, anything you need, Tyler. He's like, all right, cool. What I'm going to need is for you to go up on the block. Yeah.
Still gonna put you on the block, especially because you essentially gave me your blessing to go with what the house wants. So
yeah, it was a good conversation though. It was the most interesting conversation of the day, so there you go. It receives the Terran Update Award for most interesting conversation of the day. Tyler and Scotty.
Oh boy, wow, what an honor. You gotta make up little plaques. I think you go all out on this one, this award. You can have different categories. Most awkward conversation of the day. I think you could really branch out.
That would be Haley and Tyler later on.
Oh my god, yeah, so awkward.
Tyler lets Angela know that he had a conversation with Scotty, and he says the goal is to keep Scotty thinking he's just a pawn because he's likely to win the veto anyway. Mm-hmm. So if he does that, then he won't be as mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's the thing, is that Scotty, because he is a physical competitor, he does stand a chance to win veto. So Tyler is sort of playing it like, yeah, I mean, whatever, you know, whatever the house wants, very neutral. That's his best play this week because, you know, Scotty could win veto.
Yes. Tyler talks to Haley one more time before nominations. He questions her about the, you know, did Scotty really say he was coming after me at one point, and so on and so forth. And Haley wants to know, am I going up on the block? He's like, I don't know. We'll see.
Can't tell you. Yeah, it was really interesting because in this conversation, I think Haley said something along the lines of, yes, Scotty did tell me, but this could have been a case of, oh, this is what I wanted to hear. Like, he just told me what I wanted to hear. And I was like, Haley, no, you need to throw him under the bus. Like, you know that the two of you together are not going to make any inroads this week. You are a potential target along with, you know, maybe Sam and Scotty. So please don't say stuff like that.
Yeah, she's like, he might have just been telling me what I wanted to hear. And Tyler's like, you wanted to hear that he was coming after me?
Right, exactly.
She's like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's bad for two reasons. For that reason, that then it means that Haley wanted to target Tyler and that Scotty wasn't actually targeting Tyler at all.
Yeah.
Disaster.
He does not end up telling her that she's about to go on the block. Feeds go down for the nomination ceremony. Tyler nominates Scotty and Haley. Haley's going to spend some time crying alone, but then talks to JC and she's got some words for Sam. She's very mad at Sam. She can't stand Sam.
Can't stand Sam. Yes. And this goes back to the whole inadvertent strategy that Haley's doing with the, I'm just so mad at Sam. And I don't know if this is because she's emotional about being on the block and so she's taking it out on Sam. Like, that's how she's deciding to funnel her emotions. But it is working in her favor.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why I think it isn't intentional, because she's doing this to JC, who, like, she has no reason to think that that JC is the person that would be, you know, talking about her coming out. Like, if she was doing this to the to Angela, Tyler, Casey, then it would make a little more sense to me. But when she does it to JC, I think it's genuine. And she also has complained about Sam to Scotty, who would be very useless to complain about Sam to. So she's very annoyed at Sam. You know, Sam, she's anti-woman. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is like a full case of, you know, Sam targeted Haley because she's like not an empowered woman. And now Haley's coming around back and targeting Sam. I don't know. There's some sort of loop there that could be tied up. But I loved it when JC in this conversation, JC was like, you know, you got to stand up to her. And she said something that was like, I can get just as loud as Sam if needed. And all I could think of was Sandra, like, I can get loud too. What the F? So that was the one moment that made me happy this yesterday watching feeds.
Yeah. I don't think Haley should try to stand up to Sam. I think she's going to find out that, there's a lot of mud holes in her future.
Some curb stomping up in here.
Haley is then also going to talk to Tyler. Tyler says, look, everyone wanted, she was like, I thought you were close with Scotty. He's like, look, everyone wanted me to put Scotty up. I got to put Scotty up. I got to do what I got to do. Haley wants to know if he was ever really considering nominating Sam. He says, I was, I did consider it. But this makes more sense to me. Ultimately it comes down to the fact that you put me up. I voted Scotty out. And so these are the nominations that just, they made the most sense. She really hates that she's still on this thing. She mentions it so many times. Tyler, I just wish I could prove to you that I'm not going to betray you again. I just never had the opportunity. I just wish I could have the opportunity, Tyler.
I don't know what you're hoping for, especially considering that you backstab him in a pretty big way with the hacker twist. So I think it's understandable if Tyler is a little hesitant to trust you again.
She feels like after these nominations, I feel like I'm the target here. And Tyler's like, that's not necessarily the case. She's like, did you tell Scotty he's the pawn? He's like, I did not say those words. She's like, did you say similar words? no, I didn't
do it. Yes, again, this is what the house wants. You know, Tyler, I think he like blames the house for, you know, particularly for these nominations. So very much playing his charisma social game that he needs to play, just sort of smoothing everything over. But it was very funny how sort of specific he was with certain words. It was like, no, maybe you're not the target. I don't know. And Haley's like, well, I just think this is a repeat. And of last week. And I think Tyler was like, well, if that's what you think, then go with that.
He's like, that's a good that's a good way to think about it. Yeah. He's really trying hard to not give Haley any ammunition to use to tell Scotty that he might be the target, while also trying to make Haley think that she's not the target. He spends a lot of time like, let's just wait until the veto. Once we know what's going on with the veto, then we'll figure things out and we can talk and everything will be cool. He's just trying to make sure that, because he feels like genuinely both of them could go this week. And once the veto happens, he can figure out which one he's going to, which one he can get the votes to evict. And then at that point, he will work on the other one in terms of like, you were always the pawn, I promise.
Right. I mean, because things are still up in the air because veto hasn't happened yet. You know, Tyler, the cautious player that he is, isn't willing to commit to one way or the other. Again, a smart move. He did seem a little bit over Haley in this conversation. I was getting shades of Angela when Angela was like, I'm going to nominate Haley and Fessy just to get them out of my room. but obviously that didn't have the effect when Tyler put Haley up. But yeah, he's dealing with her in his Tyler way.
It was pretty funny. They flirted a little bit, as Haley often does. Haley was like, man, it's so annoying because I can't be mad at you. I can't stay mad at you, Tyler. I'm not mad. And he's like, what are you going to do?
That missed dough. Yeah. I think if somebody could figure out how to bottle that up and sell it, you would be a billionaire.
you know, I maybe you just need a lock of his hair.
Straightened or unstraightened?
I don't know. I think it needs to be unstraightened to get the full effect.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get maybe Caitlin could design an essential oil for us based on this, and then we can use that.
We need to figure out, since like the mist, you know, that's like a Dan thing. We need something unique to Tyler, because I think Tyler deserves his own thing, and maybe it should be revolving around his hair.
Yeah, I've also heard ocean spray be the term that's used. Yeah.
we can come up with something. We've got another, like, what, 4 weeks?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that we're working on another B&B coming up soon. So okay. Mike and I, maybe we can double down and try to workshop this a little bit.
Sounds good. All right. Anything else you wanted to talk about from yesterday?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, this is a quicker update here. Hopefully we'll have some intrigue with the veto, and then with the discussion of which one should go, Scotty or Haley. I do feel like keeping Scotty around is the better move for Tyler. I said this last week as well with Fessy. I feel like Scotty is easier to manipulate, although that might not be the case anymore. But at the very least, the thing with Scotty is that Scotty is planning, or is the only person Scotty can work with is Tyler. He has no connections with anybody else. And he's a big target. People like JC and Brett will have to still focus on Scotty, as opposed to Haley, who they feel like they can work and they, and is not a threat to them. I do feel like Scotty is the better person for Tyler to keep, obviously not for JC or Brett. So that could get interesting if Tyler decides to try and push that or manipulate them into being okay with it. We'll just have to wait and see. But otherwise, I think that's all we got for you.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I think that Scotty actually, because he's a physical competitor, if he's on Tyler's side, that's actually a benefit to Tyler, even though it's a negative for everybody else. So yeah, I mean, I agree. I think keeping Scotty is the best, but I think Tyler is just not willing to rock the boat if he can't, you know, swing the house and get the votes in a subtle way.
Yeah, I mean, the last thing he wants to do is like really push and then make it seem like him and Scotty are an actual duo, and then he gets put up on the block next to Scotty or something like that. Not that that would ever happen, let's be real. So yes, make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Liana is at Liana Boris. You can find me on Twitch as well. It's linked from my Twitter page, or you can find it on Twitch, Taren Armstrong. And I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening today on the feeds. And then tomorrow night, we will have a recap of the nomination episode. The HOH is going to be on that episode, and we'll be talking about it. And there was a special Summer of Stein that happened yesterday, so make sure you check that out. I think that's it.
All right, sounds good.
Just about a half hour here. All right. thank you, everyone, for joining us. I will see you next time.